Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to customfit.ca and they can set you up. 20 years as a trainer. Paul Plakas joins us once again. Plakas, how are you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic.
Now, American Ninja Warrior has become quite a popular TV show about, pure athleticism, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Jumping, running, you got to have a lot of natural body strength, a lot of physical attributes to do this. And it's growing. A lot of more people are trying these type of things. You watch it. I guess let's start with, is strength or power more important?
Yeah, for that type of activity, it's mostly, I would say, power that's important, because the power is basically the ability to move a certain load over a certain distance quickly. So there's a speed element to it. So having explosiveness. Like Olympic level of weightlifters, being able to pick a weight off the ground and press it overhead quickly with power, that's a good example. Being able to jump really far or jump high is another example of power. Or being able to throw an object really far is another example of power. So in that event, being able to run up that warp wall, which requires a lot of speed and power to accelerate up there so you can launch yourself up on top. Also, some of the power elements are they call it the salmon ladder, where you grab the bar and you have to launch yourself a foot higher each time. You're moving your body weight vertically with power and speed. So definitely power is going to be, I would say, one of the main things you're going to need. So to train for something like that, you'd want to take a load and do a lot of movements for your legs and upper body and move that weight that's heavy, but not so heavy that you can't move it with speed. So it's about speed and load combined together.
Agility is key, but upper body strength, endurance is there, but their grip strength. How do you improve your grip strength?
Yeah, so grip strength is going to be very important, and also efficiency. So the guy who won it, he was a world-class rock climber. He's one of the few guys in the world that can climb certain rock faces, and so he's very well-known in that community. So first of all, you need efficiency. You don't want to be wasting energy doing something incorrectly. So the better you're at moving your body from one object to the other object, like a monkey bar, for example, the person who can swing and use momentum and efficiency is going to waste a lot less energy than somebody else. But also, you definitely want to have great strength in your forearms and in your grip strength. So to train for something like that, even when you do deadlifts and stuff like that, when you don't strap in and you grab onto a heavy bar, your grip strength is going to improve over time. And then doing a lot of any kind of pulling exercises, like chin-ups and rows and that kind of thing, and your grip strength automatically will improve with that when you challenge it with longer reps or more time with the reps and then heavier load. So getting used to holding on to stuff, carrying, that there's an event in the world heavyweight strength competitions of strongman where they do something called a farmer's walk. They carry these 200-pound loads a certain distance for time and see if they can cover this one distance as fast as possible. So anything gripping, heavy load.
Paul Plakas joins us from Custom Fit. The other thing is really just, I guess, understanding your body awareness, but more so balance, Paul. And when we think balance, okay, it's like a lot of us just stand on one foot and then try to lean forward a bit and see how quickly a lot of us will lose balance. And that's kind of a simple one. But as you evolve and get into advanced, how do we improve our balance where it can actually help us in athletic and endeavors?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So in lots of sports and any kind of athletic endeavor, your center of gravity gets challenged all the time. Somebody's trying to push you over, or you're reaching for something. So being body aware and knowing where your center of gravity is, so you just don't topple to the floor, and being able to keep your base of support under your center of gravity is very important. So other people that do well in that competition are gymnasts. So doing kind of some gymnastic type stuff is fantastic for your balance. They will do, there's a balance beam for women, there's floor exercises for men where they tumble and they're actually spinning and moving in different directions and still always aware of their body and then landing and having balance. So an example would be to maybe start off, do a squat, jump in the air, and then see if you can land on one foot and stick it. And it's not quite as easy as you think. So if you go for a good vertical height and then try to land it, you then are challenging your ankles, knees, and hip to stabilize and control your center of gravity. So doing something like that, you can try bounding onto different types of surfaces vertically and then jumping vertically downward, maybe into a smaller surfaces, always moving your body in different directions. Some of the events in that competition, they have to run across a beam that's rotating, so being able to feel the rotation and then counterbalance your body weight so you don't topple off. So gymnastics with some rock climbing ability, you're going to do really well in that kind of activity.
So then would you recommend, if you don't have a background in that, to get on the wall and start climbing?
Yeah, I would get on the wall for sure. Do some climbing, be efficient at it, doing a lot of grip stuff where you're maybe doing chin-ups to start off with, then eventually maybe just trying to do an isometric hold like the flexed arm hang. We used to do that in school and just hold ourselves for a time. So, and I remember if you held it a certain time, you get an award of excellence, gold, silver, bronze, that kind of stuff. So flexed arm hangs and just getting used to gripping for long periods of time because they have one grip thing after another in these events. So you being able to have the endurance and the strength to not let your fingertips release from the bar is something you'd want to practice.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit joins us. And, you know, we've seen, women improving in that one all the time. But the way the course is built, because this is the first time a guy ever actually finished it, right?
Correct.
Do you think women in the future on that exact course could finish it?
Never. Yeah, it's just like not to slate women out there, but women's bodies are a lot different than men. They don't have the power men do. There'll be no woman who will ever be able to lift as much as a man or to sprint as fast as a man unless they're taking some kind of drugs or they were born a man. There's just no way. Their bodies are not even close to being evolved that way. They're getting closer with endurance type events, but anything to do with power and strength and that kind of thing, they're not even close. It's just their bodies are not set up for. So and my prediction is, in our lifetime, you will never see a female complete that whole thing.
Well, I would say 99.9% of men couldn't. Well, probably even
only
more,
two,
right?
Two guys after 7 years were only able to do it, and they were like elite-level rock climbers.
What was the farthest stage? Did a woman get past stage one?
I think up to stage one they got up to, yeah. That's it.
Still, yeah. It's still amazing what most of them
do. Yeah, it's better than I'm going to do, that's for sure. But compared, if you have an elite level woman versus an elite level man, yeah, there's no comparison in any sport in the world.
And one last one on the agility factor. How do you feel you can improve one's agility?
Well, then something like that, like even stuff like agility ladders would be a simple thing to start off with in a gym. So just having the squares along the floor and then trying to move your body through the squares quickly and responsively. So when you land on that ground with your foot, trying to explode off that ground and move quickly to the other foot. So an agility ladder would be the most simple thing to start off with, and trying to do more complex footwork patterns and more dynamic footwork patterns where there's more bounding as you get better. So it's with speed and control and really getting that nervous system to fire those muscle fibers.
Paul, as always, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Have a great day.
You bet.